Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Triple Chalice Tarot Presents, The Elementary of Tarot, Exploring the Wands, Part 3. I am your host, Taruk Vishal, accompanied by my lovely and spiritually powerful co-host, Aluna Odette.
Hello.
And Rowan Nix.
Good evening.
So tonight we conclude Part 3 of Exploring the Fiery Mystical Wands. Okay, so let's get it started. Oh, and you all can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. Is that correct?
Yes.
Instagram as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. All at Triple Chalice Tarot. Okay, so let's begin with the Page of Wands. So when I look at this card, you know, we see a young person standing with a wand, looking up at the tip of it. Okay, this is a card that signifies enthusiasm. It signifies a spark of energy. It signifies that creative desire to get out there and make something happen. This is a card of youth, of that intrinsic just creation, okay? This is a new idea that you want to bring forth, and you have all of this energy that just needs to cause movement. And, you know, fire is about movement. It's about creation. It's that spark. So the Page of Wands is that initial creation spark to get out there, to explore, to discover. So I want to start with Aluna. What do you see when you look at the Page of Wands?
Well, you put it all so eloquently, but as we notice in the page and its correlation with the Ace of Wands, these two cards represent beginnings, okay? So like you said, starting something new and having such vigor and enthusiastic, youthful passion behind it, okay? So like, you're just on fire right now. You've got this new spark of idea, this creative endeavor. Maybe you want to do something that could create change, great change, because fire is a transformative energy as well. So you're in path, you're aiming to present something or pursue something that's going to have a lasting impaction. But we're looking at the initial stages. We're looking at the budding force of this potential, of this power. And it is immature. It's a little naive. So there are some sort of warning signs to look out for with this card. But generally, it's upright and it's showing someone in their youth and in their vigor of youth. So that's what I definitely see.
You know, that's funny you speak about youth and a bud, which is a baby flower or baby rose, because this card can also signify a pregnancy, the beginning of life, you know. So it definitely can signify like a message, something new that's happening. So, yeah, when you mentioned a bud or, you know, just that immature naivety, it reminds me of birth, you know. So I want to go with Rowan. Yes. Rowan, what do you see when you look at the page?
I think it's interesting that you take it to the spark of life and the bud and everything, because I've always seen the cards as being very masculine in the wand suite. So it definitely can represent that spark. And in this, I definitely see the spark of creation. I definitely see the youthful exuberance of wanting to learn as much as you can, about as much as you can, as far as, you know, creativity, different ventures. This is a very musical card. The card that I usually get with this is somebody that is either a musician or is a dancer, somebody that loves music, that wraps their life up in it. And this is a card that's very almost sprightly, almost very pixie-ish, very like very carefree, very desirous. Like Aluna, I believe, said, this is a very innocent card. So bringing that into the spectrum as far as its position from the ace and it's evolving into the king, it definitely speaks to your inner child and your inner innocence as well, for sure.
Absolutely. Ooh. I like the use of that inner child as well. Definitely we can see that.
Yes, yes. Now, as far as the reverse, now, when I look at the reverse, when it comes to the page, I see, like you two said, you know, this youth. So this young person who has started these new projects, but they have not been successful, this person can be brattish. Things have not gone their way. Things have taken a negative route. Now, I see this as them not having that spark, that creative fire within them. It has not risen. So I feel like this card, being so young and naive and not having things go your way, you can be destructive, you can be negative, you can hurt yourself, you know. So with the Page of Wands reversed, I see this as a negative person who has not let that spark, you know, drive them. They're just stagnant and, you know, taking things out on others and themselves. It's just a negative energy that I sense when I look at the page reversed. What do you see, Aluna?
Okay, definitely going into what you said about a destructive, immature energy. Like we said, this is a naive card being in the page. So reverse, we're talking about someone who's really outlandish, someone who speaks high. Now, on the to see it in the reverse, but on a positive note, it could speak of a necessary rebellion. Okay, sometimes we need to push against the grain or not be so easily submissive. But looking at the negative aspect of it, this is someone who just has temper tantrums, outbursts. They're not in control of their emotions, their anger. Can be a sense of vindictive. They can be a bully, a person who's quite bullyish, just very hard-headed, very argumentative, just an energy that you notice in kids that really haven't gotten it together and that need some discipline, okay? This card needs some guidance and some structure because the fire is just all over the place. We're talking about wands here, so that fiery energy is just consuming everything along its path and just sort of like, just destructive and outlandish. Definitely is what
wow.
I see with this card in reverse.
You know, when you speak, it reminds me of, like, those toddlers, like the 3 and 4 that are just really, really bad and just tear up everything in their way and just scream and cry. And just, that's just what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan, what about you? What do you see when it comes to the page in the reverse?
It's funny that you both bring up toddlers and children because in the negative aspect, I definitely see this card as being somebody that's very bratty, very, you know, petulant, very mischievous, like, oh, well, this is mine, and this too, and no, but this too, like, very somebody that just wants it all the time, wants it their way, and is uncompromising, because fire, it can be notoriously uncompromising. Like Luna said, I think it was Luna that just said this, that it brings up everything in its path. It's like a forest fire. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can contain it. So in
right.
the negative aspect of that youthful exuberance, it definitely turns sour and domineering, for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Now, we can move on forward to the Knight of Wands. Now, the Knight of Wands, of course, is the next step to the page. So this is when you take that step. This is taking that move forward and making and creating that action. So the Knight is about action. He is just action first, think later. You know, it's very, it can be destructive as well, you know, when you think of it in a negative type of way because it's like that fire in the forest, you know. If it doesn't have a direction and if it's not focused, it can just destroy everything. So with the Knight of Wands, as a knight, you have to have that direction, that force to get the idea, create what you want to happen in your life without destroying everything around you. So there has to be a form of control when you do start something and you have that innovation and you have that spark to move forward and you want to be, you know, the knight of what you're going after. So, you know, I see this as taking that courage, taking that action and moving forward, you know, and tackling whatever stands in your way you know. So, you know, sometimes there might, the knight may not think of consequences when it comes to the things that, you know, he does, but that's when it comes to control and knowing what you're doing, you know. So, Aluna, what do you see when it comes to the knight?
Well, it's definitely interesting to bring up that when we look at the journey of the Wand Suit, we see an expansion, an entrepreneurship, a real moving and growing and traveling and journeying. So with the knight, and knowing that the knights are about action, they're about being in the field of battle, being in the field in the sort of movement of the world. We see, it's interesting to point out the symbology as well, because we see within the knight, he's in a foreign land. So he's in my deck, the steampunk tarot, the knight is depicted being in an Egyptian temple, but the knight is from a Victorian era. So it's also showing a sort of interest and a passion to learn foreign cultures, to get yourself out there and just consume up as a fire, you know, consume up what the world has to offer, consume up what other experiences you can gain. This is about growth and real potential and wanting and craving for experience, just eating it all up, basically.
Okay. Rowan, what about you? What do you see?
I definitely see this card as being very meteoric. I get the sense that, you know, where the page was just all over the place with their creativity, the knight has honed it. The knight is better at focusing it. So even in, like, the Rider-Waite depiction where they're, like, reared over the dunes of Egypt, it definitely, to me, represents that they're a fireball, that they're about to descend. This is somebody that knows what they want, goes after it, and has a very masculine Martian aura about him. It's very warlike. It's very much of a go-get-em attitude. This is somebody that you don't want to run afoul of. This is somebody that maybe even be too much, you know, too much ego, too much arrogance, too much power, etc. The knight definitely depicts all of those things because it is the more masculine aspect of the court cards, for sure.
Okay. Now, when we look at the Knight of Wands in reverse, you know, I see this as somebody who's frustrated because things are not moving. You know, there's a lack of action. So to me, this is somebody who can get depressed, who can get angry, you know, and use this fire that they have inside them destructively instead of focusing on getting better and doing what you have to do in order to, you know, have things go in the right direction. You're focused on yourself, and you may light yourself on fire instead of directing that energy on the correct path. So I see this as the Knight of Wands reverse, an emotional, you know, having that fire not directed in a positive way towards the exterior, towards the outside world in order to achieve your goals. You're letting it affect you on the inside, and you may consume yourself, you know, kind of like the phoenix who destroys itself, hopefully only to resurrect, you know, so you have to get up from that. So on the negative aspect, Aluna, what do you see when it comes to the knight?
I'm definitely seeing a stagnant energy, stagnation, a lack of enthusiasm. Okay, so someone who's bottled themselves in, they have all this potential. They understand, they have some understanding too of what they want to accomplish, but their confidence isn't there because the wands, again, fire, confidence, passion, ego, drive, it's just all not there. So we're looking at someone beaten and sort of down on their luck, in a sense. They're not really, and they're kind of cynical about things, cynical about life, cynical about opportunities. They're not real, they're not the go-getters anymore. They've lost that fiery touch. When I see this card is in reverse, that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Rowan, what do you see when you look at this?
I definitely see someone with anger issues, somebody that lashes out for no apparent reason, or somebody who gets frustrated very easily when things do not go their way. They're almost tyrannical in the way that they sort of approach things. Like, if they can't have it their way, they don't want it, anything at all. This card, I'm sorry, Aluna, this card is very Leo to me in reverse. As far as prideful and sort of egotistical and that whole aura and energy, like the negative parts of a Leo and the negative parts of the Knight of Wands to me are one and the same, whereas the Page is more of a Sagittarius vibe to me.
Okay, I'll take that. We're not so bad.
No, that's true. Most Leos are not bad, but you definitely don't want to run afoul of them, for sure.
I know.
Okay, well, that was interesting. So now we can move on with the Queen of Wands. Now, when I look at the Queen of Wands, I see a woman who is magnetic. Okay, she is a natural born leader. She is charming. She is a friend. People are attracted to her. She exudes elegance and dignity. She is charming. Okay, she is attractive. She is, I think, out of all of the, well, the Queen of Chalices does have love to her, but I think the Queen of Wands is about passion, that fire. It's that lust, that seduction. It's consumable. You know, she ravishes, you know, she ravishes you. She is the lady in red, okay? That's what I see when I look at the Queen of Wands. Aluna, what about you? What do you see when you look at her?
Well, to contradict my Aquarian friend here, Rowan, I see the upright of the Queen represented by Leo and just that seductive charm to Leo, because Leo can be very royal and grandesque, and when they walk into a room, you take notice to them, and that's the energy that the Queen sort of wills in a more feminine aspect. She is charming. She is whimsical. There's a, in most depictions, she's accompanied by a black cat. So one very in tune with keeping company with familiars and strong feline energy. Okay, so this Queen is someone who is a very good friend, a dear friend, but she is more into the vivaciousness of life. She's one who wants to travel and go to exquisite places and dine and dance. Emotionally, she's not really all there because I can say a little bit, but she's not the Queen of Chalices. And like you were saying about the love aspect is, you know, when you look at the Queen of Wands dynamic, you see more of the physical sort of strong feminine ravishness. Like you said, it's just like, wow, you know, she's usually just grandesse and flamboyant in her look, and she's very about her looks. So
yeah,
definitely it's what I see. Mm-hmm.
And I see the Queen of Wands as the woman who would take the initiative. She would be the one to approach the male. She would be the one to be aggressive with him and dominate
him.
It's
a hunt for her.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She's an alpha female, whereas the Queen of Chalices, I see her more as she lets the man take the lead. You know, she is very receptive. The Queen of Wands,
yes,
she has that stick.
Yes.
Okay, she has the wand, so she has an aggressive male energy to her. That she is aggressive. She does. She's a go-getter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Rowan, what about you? What do you see?
I almost don't want to contradict you because I love the way that you described it and the way that you see it. It's definitely beautiful. But for me, the Queen of Wands is somebody that does not like to get her hands dirty. Like Aluna very much said, this is a grandiose ruler. This is somebody that likes to give the orders. So for sure, she may sit there at the bar and just look at you, and you come to her because she has that sort of draw and that pull and that magnetism to her, but she will not make the first move. She is not active in that way because, remember, she is the Queen of Wands, not the King of Wands.
Mm-hmm.
It's that inherent femininity that burns brightly, and so everybody is drawn to her. They want to give her things. They want to do things for her. And it's interesting that you contrast her with the Queen of Cups, because I definitely see that as well, whereas the Queen of Cups is almost like the Scorpio in the way where the emotions are so deep that you cannot even begin to fathom them. You know, her depth is the abyss of the ocean. The Queen of Wands is desire. She's lust. She's carnal pleasure. She is all of the burning heat of life. you know, that you want to get a part of, that you want to be in. You know, she's the type of woman that when she walks into a room, you want to be her best friend, you want to be her lover, you want to be anything, so long as she's giving you that attention. You know what I mean? So I definitely see it in that way, where it's more of a pull and less of a look at me, here I am kind of a thing. As far as getting things done, like I said, she does not like to get her hands dirty. She much prefers having other people do it for her because of her magnetism, because of her exuberance and everything. You're just sort of drawn to it, and you want to. Like, if she says, oh, well, you know, I wish I was drinking right now, it really means get me a fucking drink, you know? And I definitely see the huntress in that as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, when I look at the reverse of the Queen of Wands, I see
Hello.
A mean girl. I see somebody who can be a bully, somebody who can be really mean. The Queen of Wands, I feel like she can destroy you. She can destroy your reputation. She can turn anyone against you because the Queen of Wands, I feel like she knows everybody. So she can tell a lie on you and basically destroy your reputation. You know, you will have to... You will be blacklisted. Okay, the Queen of Wands will blacklist you. So she can definitely be, I can even see the negative aspects of the black cat, you know, sneaky, very selfish, very, can be vindictive. She doesn't like to be touched. She is very independent, you know, just that those qualities of why people don't like cats, I can see that in the negative aspect of what the Queen of Wands is. What about you, Luna? What do you see?
What I see with the reversal of the Queens is definitely, like you said, with the sneaky aspect, someone who, and very, there's this word that we all use, called shady, okay, a very shady woman, one who is vindictive and manipulative, and that charm that she naturally has, she's using it against you. So she's using it to make you feel belittled, make you feel inferior. She's using her wits, and she would act, and to do so, she wouldn't even have to say anything directly to you. If you were sitting at a bar across from her, she would be so engrossed with entertaining everyone around her except you, and literally ignoring your existence, that it'll cause you to feel like,
hello,
oh, you know, it'll, yes, are you with us, Rowan? Rowan?
I think Rowan may be having some technical difficulties.
Oh, no. Okay. Shall I continue, or?
Yeah, I mean, you can, yeah.
Okay. Yes, she's definitely one to use her wit to turn everyone against you in a situation and make you feel belittled through sneaky means, very sneaky, subtle, femininely catty is the word, okay, just cattiness. It's how you describe a reversal of the Queen, I definitely see. Is Rowan back with us?
No, unfortunately not. We'll finish the show without
okay,
Rowan.
Okay.
Okay, so we can move forward and get into the King of Wands. Now, when you look at the King of Wands, I see somebody who is respectable. He is somebody who has an authority, but he isn't the kind of person who demands that you worship him. He isn't a tyrannical, evil leader. You know, he is more a leader for the people, you know. He is somebody who is respectful. He has honesty. You know, he's somebody who is loyal. This is a man who is easy to trust and easy to come to in a leadership position. He isn't somebody who you would be afraid of. Do you know what I'm saying? He is somebody who you can come to, you know, and for anything, for monetary reasons, for, you know, advice. He is just that exemplary leader, you know, that's what I see when I look at the King of Wands. So what do you see, Luna, when you look at him?
Well, definitely, like you said, someone who adheres to traditional values. This is someone who, like the Queen and like the other characters within the court cards of the Wands, they're naturally magnetic, magnetic. So people are just drawn to them. And where the queen is more the seductive and kind of charming, the king just sort of stands there, and he has this confident presence that needs not be displayed through any sort of egotistical means. He's just in his confidence, standing erect as a strong man, and you're just drawn to him. You want to know, what is he about? What has he seen? He seems wise. He seems very upright and with an even temperament to him, because now we see the fire in the wand really temperamented and really brought to the manifestation of what its purpose is to do positively, which is to give passion to. So he rules his kingdom through the means of confidence and well-spoken verses to raise their morale. You know, there's a lot of honor in this character, someone who values that honorable family traditional value. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, definitely. I think we have Rowan back. Rowan?
Hello?
Yes.
Welcome back. Do you want to handle the reversal? Because we have about 5 minutes left.
Yeah, the reversal of the king?
Sure. The reversal of the king of wands. I definitely see this as somebody that is very manipulative, somebody that's very domineering, somebody that's very controlling, and definitely somebody that needs worship. This is somebody that needs the applause to live. So this can definitely be the prima donna rock star. This can be the head of a company that just needs that accolades and that attention. Otherwise, it's all for naught for him. And the upright, again, I can see somebody that's secure in their confidence and their control of their power. In the reversal, this is somebody that is not aware of their power. This is somebody that needs to be reminded constantly because of some insecurity. Because with great power comes great responsibility. And the king is somebody that hasn't, in reverse anyway, is somebody that hasn't figured that out yet. They don't realize that they hold the wands, not other people.
Yes, yes. The king of wands reverse can definitely be a very dangerous man. Definitely a very dangerous man. Yes. Well, that closes the wands and the minor arcana. This is amazing.
We made it through. We actually made it through all the suits. How about that?
How about that? So the next thing that we're going to discuss basically coming along is the major arcana, correct?
Yes, we will be venturing into the major arcana. We're going to have another show tomorrow featuring a friend of Taruk's known as the Auric Knight, and he's going to be with us to speak on his spiritual experience, how to move past fears and get into your real authentic living self. If you want to pursue a spiritual journey, if you want to pursue a metaphysical journey, any sort of journey that you've been holding yourself back from, he is here to release you from that and send you forward. He's going to be on our show tomorrow. I'm guessing we'll do the show at 11 or 11:30. Maybe 11. I don't know. Okay, 11:30. And you can tune in with us there, as well as we'll be starting our major arcana show probably next Saturday. Or we might do a little midi show, something fun, right? We should do something fun.
We'll keep you guys updated. We'll definitely keep you guys updated on that. So once again, thank you so much for listening to us. I am your host, Tunisa Shaw, accompanied by Alina Odette.
Good night.
And Rowan Nix.
Good night, all.
Good night, everyone.